Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Shift on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Mara Bélanger, and here is your morning news. Healthcare workers in Ottawa took to the streets on Monday to protest controversial wage suppression legislation. Nurses and frontline healthcare workers are demanding an end to Bill 124, a piece of legislation passed by the Ford government in 2019. The law introduced a 1% cap on annual wage increases for healthcare workers in Ontario, which unions say resulted in a 4% wage cut in 2021 and more than 4% in 2022. On Monday, Ottawa healthcare workers gathered in Nepean in front of MPP Lisa McLeod's office to pressure the provincial government to repeal the bill. The local union workers are asking McLeod to stand with them against Bill 124, according to a statement from Dave Virch, a local registered nurse and Eastern Ontario vice president of CUPE's Ontario Council of Hospital Unions. Virch, who called the bill sexist, says it devalues and disrespects a largely female workforce that has made a huge personal sacrifice, adding that it cuts their wages and leaves no room for bargaining on important benefits like mental health care. CUPE, which represents nearly 90,000 healthcare workers in Ontario, 90% of whom are women, is being joined by a number of other healthcare workers' unions representing over 220,000 employees in the healthcare sector. The Registered Nurses Association of Ontario, or RNAO, President Dr. Doris Greenspan announced the RNAO's condemnation of the bill in January, citing a healthcare crisis which existed before the pandemic began.
This bill is an affront on nurses in the front lines at the time that they're giving it absolutely everything. This bill is a slap in the face after 22 months that we are confronted with a devastating pandemic where they have needed to cancel vacations, cancel days off, lived with fear during first and second and third wave, risking their lives and their families before vaccination. The reality is that we have warned about the nursing crisis for many years, government after government, and the current government also. And while, again, the premier does not own this nursing crisis, he's deepening this nursing crisis significantly by ignoring the plea of nurses for a life-saving jacket. That's what I would call a repeal of Bill 124. The repeal of Bill 124 will not fully solve the issue of the nursing crisis, but it is a life-saving jacket that will say to nurses, please know that we are listening to you.
In December, the RNAO launched the hashtag Stand With Nurses campaign to pressure Ontario MPPs to fight the Ford government on Bill 124. So far, Ottawa MPPs who have joined the campaign include Joel Hardin, Stephen Blay, John Fraser, and Lucille Collard. According to the RNAO, every sitting member of provincial parliament from the NDP, Liberal, and Green parties have pledged their support to cut the bill. None of the 69 conservative or 6 independent MPPs have signed their names. Greenspan, who calls the bill a slap in the face to healthcare workers who have sacrificed their health and even their lives throughout the pandemic, says every local politician must show their support for healthcare workers by supporting the removal of the bill.
On Bill 124, I have heard zero from the premier. Not an answer to my calls, not an answer to the text messages, not an answer to our letter, thinking that if all parties will come and support him on the repeal of 124, that he will see it as right to repeal this bill. They will show their sign, we are with you, we understand the issue with nursing. We will support the repeal. All of them in unison understand that this bill must be repealed to basically give back some oxygen to nurses so nurses do not leave their work in hospitals to go to an agency where they get 2-3 times the money or go to another jurisdiction that doesn't have Bill 124, or worse even, leaves our amazing profession altogether because they had it.
According to QPE, 1,600 healthcare workers in Ontario have been diagnosed with COVID-19 since the beginning of March, one of the highest rates since the pandemic started. As of November 2021, more than 50 healthcare workers across Canada have died from COVID-19, three of them from the Ottawa-Gatineau area. President of SEIU Healthcare, Charlene Stewart, says COVID-19 will continue to take a severe toll on healthcare workers unless they see support from the provincial government.
We're calling on Premier Ford to immediately recall the legislature for an emergency session to confront the harsh reality of the province's healthcare staffing crisis, starting with the urgent repeal of Bill 124. Bill 124 is more than about wages. I'm hearing daily from registered nurses and registered practical nurses, personal support workers, respiratory therapists, and so many other healthcare workers who are literally breaking down crying while at work. We call them heroes, but forget that they are humans. And despite the welcome, uplifting words from the public, our provincial government is holding them down. And it's dangerous. Mistakes are happening at the bedside because of burnout, because of short staffing, because worsening employment conditions after 2 years of hell are causing many to utterly collapse. It also means the growing backlog of surgeries and procedures will result in unnecessary suffering and death.
Stewart says the legislation will not only cap wages for healthcare workers, but also reduce benefits, causing higher rates of absenteeism and turnover for employees who are burnt out and traumatized by 2 years of a system already on the brink of collapse. According to the healthcare unions, the legislation also limits the collective bargaining rights of healthcare workers under the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms, which is the basis for the current legal challenge against Bill 124. A meeting between union representatives and Premier Doug Ford in early February resulted in no commitment from the provincial government to end the legislation. The rally in Ottawa on Monday was one of several across the province asking local MPPs to ask the Ford government to repeal the legislation. This has been your morning news. For CHUO 89.1 FM, I'm Mara Bélanger.